We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Hechsher Kelim, Halacha Dalid. We're in middle of paragraph Zion. We're up to the sub-paragraph that begins, V'zeh b'chinas mailas kivrei hatzadikim amitim. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 277, right-hand column, bottom. Based on what we've been learning now, we could understand the importance of visiting the graves of true tzaddikim. Kishom al kivroi shoira hashoras nafshoy agdoisha, because at his kever is where the part of his soul that's in this world is to be found. Kimavoyer bekisveu harizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'nafshoy kshuro lamalo lamalo. And the part of the soul that's in this world is very, very connected to the upper parts. Ki achar histalkusoy oz ikar hisdapkus haruach delesata baruach deleila. Because after the tzaddik passes away, that's when there is the best connection between his ruach delesata and ruach deleila. Ki b'chayim, because while the tzaddik was physically living in this world, hoya bilti efsher sheyered haruach deleila legamri v'kanal, it was impossible for the ruach deleila to come down and spend any serious time in this world and make a very deep connection to the ruach delesata. It comes down, makes a connection, and goes right back up right away. And it's when these two ruachs, the upper and lower, connect, that's when that pishnaim is shining. That the tzaddik receives, and also anybody who's closely attached to him, who's present. And when that pishnaim is flowing, when that double portion is there, then everyone who's connected to the tzaddik can get the tikkun from that double wattage. Ki ikar hatikkun al yedei hamshochas pishnayim. Because Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes the main tikkun that the tzaddik is able to effect is by his drawing this double power. Ki mi shekilkel yefsher listakin al yedei zeh achius biatzmoy shepogam boy. Because a Jew who messed up in any way, he committed a sin, has any type of serious problem, it's impossible to fix it and to correct it through the same level of spiritual energy that the person messed up. Me'achar shelashom higia pegomoy. Since the mistake that the person made, the sin that the person committed, the problem that a person has, is at that location, at a certain spiritual location. So therefore, since the person messed up at that location, the tikkun cannot come from that location that's messed up, but rather, v'ha'hechrech lahamshich tikkuno mimokom hagavoya. Therefore, we must be able to draw the spiritual light to fix that sin, to fix that problem, from a higher source. Shezeh ikar b'chinas tikkun hatshuva. This is the whole concept of the tikkun hatshuva. Sheikra tikkun nimshach mimokoim hagavoya b'yoser. The main tikkun is coming from a very high place. We've mentioned this in the past, that for example, according to Kabbalah, Torah is referred to usually as Tiferes. Interesting that today happens to be the 17th day in the Omer, which is called Tiferes Shebetiferes. According to the Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal, the Midah of Hashem Tiferes is synonymous with Emes. Tiferes is the Midah of Yaakov Avinu, who is the third one of the Ovois. Avram Avinu is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gvura, Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. And Yaakov Avinu is also called Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov, and the Torah is called Emes, V'nosan lonu Torah Semes. There are many psukim, so the Torah is referred to as Tiferes Emes. It's brought that the Rosh Tevos usually, when they want to abbreviate the word Tiferes, they write it as two tufs, tuf, which is also Rosh Teva's Talmud Torah. So there is that connection. Whereas tshuva is usually referred to as bina, which is above Tiferes. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Vav represents Tiferes. The first He is Bina, which is Tshuva. So the Tshuva is usually referred to as, so if a Jew messes up in any way related to the Torah, so again, to just tell him, go learn Torah, isn't necessarily always enough to correct his pigam. He's got to get to Tshuva, which is above that. And also, as we gave the example of the letter He, which is the letter that Hashem used to create this world, and the letter He has a very big bottom, a very wide open bottom. When a person falls out, they fall out through the bottom of the He. When they fall out spiritually, when they want to come back, they have to come back through the opening towards the top of the He, where that leg of the He meets the roof of the He. They have to come back through there, which again is a higher place than where they fell out of. These are just minor remozim to what we're talking about here. V'chein kol ma shepogam yoisev yoisev chas v'shalom hu tzorech lahamshich hatikun mimokoim hagavoyo oid yoisev. And so too, the worse a person messed up spiritually, the more he has to draw a tikkun from a higher and higher spiritual place. At sheyesh shepogmu kol kach, to the point where there are some people that have messed up so terribly spiritually, bifrat ato badoiros halolu, especially now in our generations, sheyef shalohem listakein kim al yidei koyach hatzadikim shoich miofor, whereby these people cannot get their tikkun through the tzaddikim that are physically living during their time, but rather they can only get their tikkun via the tzaddikim that have already passed away. Shalidei sheboim al kivreim agdoshim, by these people visiting the grave sites of tzaddikim who have already passed away, like Rabbeinu Zal, the Mora Samach Pela, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal in Miron, or Yecholim lahamshich shom bechinas heoras pishnayim. There, at the kever of the tzaddik, it's possible to draw this double light, this pishnayim, this double portion, shenimshach mebechinas govoya v'atzuma moed, which comes from a very, very high spiritual source, shaydeze gam hu yechol estaken afilum hu kamashu, whereby even this person who has messed up so terrible, even this person can get the tikkun that they need at the kever of the tzaddik. Ki hatzaddik gamar achar histalkusoi hu gam kein oile umestalek bechol pam midargo ledargo gavoya yoiser, because the tzaddik, even after he passes away, after he physically leaves the world, keeps rising to higher and higher levels. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Yelchu mechayil elchoyel, they go from strength to strength. Kemoishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara tells us, tzadikim ein lohem menucha, that tzadikim have no rest, not in this world, and even after they leave this world, they don't rest, they don't stop, they're constantly going higher and higher. Ubishas histalkus yecholim lekabel pishnayim, and when the tzaddik is going up, when the tzaddik goes up, that's an opportunity to be able to receive this double light from the fact that his Ruach Deleil and Ruach Delesata have connected with each other. V'yalkein, b'chol pam sheboim al kivroi HaKodosh, therefore, each and every single time that a person comes to the kever of a tzaddik, yecholim lekabel b'chinas he'oras pishnayim mimokoim gavoya moed, it's possible to be able to receive this double light from a very high place. Shayideze gam hu yochol estaken, through which even this person who is so bad, who has messed up so terribly, even this person can get the tikkun that he needs. And keep in mind, we're talking about a person, the mess up that a person did during this particular visit to earth, or even mess that a person has made on their previous visits to earth, previous Gilgulim. אבל העיקר שצריכים לשבר מניעות הרבה קודם שזוכים לזה, לא ויהיה. But the main thing is that a person has to know that sometimes they're going to have to overcome major obstacles, major difficult obstacles, to get to the kever of the tzaddik. And Rav Nosson Zalman, not just major ones, but many, countless. Ve'ikar hu menia samoyach. And the most difficult, the most important obstacle is the obstacles in a person's own thoughts. The fact, the doubts that a person has. Ve'gam ha'sheyeh she'eino ma'minim bi'atzmom she'hem yuch l'kabel tikkun afilo oitzim riboy kilkul, lefi oitzim riboy kilkul on b'chol pa'am b'lishir. And also, there are those people who don't believe in themselves, meaning they don't believe that they can get the tikkun based on knowing how bad they've messed up, the terrible things that they've done. So that even though they're putting the blame on themselves, still, this is also a mental obstacle that's blocking them. She'eino ma'minim b'gedulas chazdei Hashem yizborach aloi asher lo yistamnu v'loi kol olaylam. They don't believe in the incredible kindness of Hashem that is infinite. U'b'gedulas hatzadikei emes she'esh lam koyach l'saken achol b'chol pam yech she'yir. And they also don't believe in the greatness of the true tzadikim who have the ability to fix anything and everything, no matter what. Bifrat achar histalkusam, especially after the tzaddik has passed away, she'oilim b'chol pam l'madregos atzumos kol kach, whereby from that point on, the tzaddik is going up to higher and higher places, incredible high spiritual places. U'mamshichim chasodim nifloim chadoshim b'chol pam. And the tzaddik is constantly being able to bring down new levels of kindness of Hashem, at shekol mi shechofetz lekablam, to the point where any person who wants to receive this kindness of Hashem, yochoy liskois al yodom, can be zoche through these tzaddikim to receive this kindness, ulestakein afim hu kamo shehu, and to get their tikkun, no matter how bad the person is, no matter how terribly the person messed up. Paragraph Ches. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what's hinted to in the Pasuk in Eishes Chayil, in Mishlei, that we say every Friday night, where we say, the Pasuk says, Lo yisiro leveso misholeg, ki chol beso lovush shonim. V'dorshu Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara darshins, that word shonim can also be read shnayim, l'shoin shnayim. Hainu she'ikar hatikun al yedei b'chinas pishnayim anal. This pasuk is telling us that the main tikkun of Klal Yisrael and the main tikkun of those Jews who have messed up comes from the pishnayim, that double portion. V'ze b'chinas mimerchak tovi lachmo. And this is also what the pasuk refers to over there in Eishes Chayil when it says she brings her bread from distant places, meaning She'ikar hatikun tzrichen lekabel mimerchak, that the main tikkun that Klal Yisrael needs, or that each and every single individual Jew needs, has to come sometimes from very far away, mibchino hagovoyo rechoykem imenu oid, from a level that's very far and way above where the person is at. V'chol ma she'kilkel yoyser hu tzorach lekabelat tikkun mibchina gavoy rechoyke yoyser v'yoyser. And the more that the person messed up, the more that person has to get their tikkun from a higher, higher spiritual source, and from a source that's further away from him. V'alkein yefshel estakein kimal yidei atzadik hagodoel b'maylo yoyser. And therefore, this type of person can only get his tikkun through a tzaddik who's on a very, very high level, who has the ability to go to such high spiritual places. V'chol ma shehu choyle b'yoyser. And the more ill that the person is spiritually, hu tzorich rebi godol b'yoyser, he requires a higher level tzaddik to help him. Kamo yishekosuv b'Torah Mishra, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran, ki tzrichin loze Rebbe Godoil, sheyeh tzadik v'chocham b'chochma amitis, b'mayla mufleges v'atzuma moed moed. Meaning, he requires a great rabbi who should be a tzadik and a chocham in the true chochma of the Torah, on the highest, highest level, who knows how to be able to draw a tikkun for this person from the high, from super high distant places, in a manner that the tzaddik has the ability to fix and to rectify even this person. This is also what's meant in the pasuk where it says, "Meirochoik Hashem nirali." Hashem appeared to me from far away. Meirochoik daika v'kanal. Look what the pasuk emphasizes, that sometimes a person's connection to Hashem has to be from far, far away. V'ze b'chinas ato yodato shivti v'kumi. Again, another pasuk that says, you know exactly where I'm at, and again referring to reaching out to Hashem far away. V'ze b'chinas onoichi l'Hashem, onoichi oshiro. I to Hashem, I will sing. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says, onoichi, onoichi koful. That look at this, the pasuk repeats the word onoichi, I. Rashi HaKodesh says, Shamati Medrash Agodo, I heard a medrash about this pasuk. Kipach HaKodesh Baruch Hu Schar Tovor VeKarmel, that Hashem, in a sense, withheld the reward that was due to these two mountains, Har Tovor and Har Karmel. And Omar Lehem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said to them, Soif She'ani Poirei Alechem Kiflayim, I know that I owe you, but don't worry. In the end, I'm going to pay you double. You're going to get all your interest. And the Medrash says, Nemar b'Sinai onoichi Hashem alikecha. On Har Sinai, when Hashem gave the Ten Commandments, there it says one onoichi, onoichi Hashem alikecha. B'tovor ye omer, onoichi, onoichi. Whereas later, when the Torah is going to speak about Har Tovor, it's going to say twice onoichi. Ubekarmel, and also when the Torah will refer to Har HaKarmel, Yeomer Koful Hashem Hu Elikim. There also, when Elianovi takes on the prophets of the Baal, he's going to proclaim Hashem Hu Elikim, Hashem Hu Elikim, twice. Ki Dvoiro Hanavio Herzires Yisrael Betshuva. This is referring, I believe, I'm sorry, to when Dvoira Hanaviah helped the Yidden. She helped the Yidden be Chozer B'tshuva, through which they got their salvation. As it says in the beginning of Shiras Dvoira over there, Bifroya Pro'ois B'Yisrael, Behisnadev Om, Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says over there, Behisnadev Libom L'tshuva, when the Jews were finally willing to give forth their hearts in tshuva and repentance. V'alkein omro acharkach b'shirosa, and therefore afterwards, in her shira, Dvorah says, onoichi, onoichi, koful. She repeats the word onoichi twice. I'm sorry, I was right earlier. The onoichi, onoichi by Hartovor, that's Dvorah Hanaviah. The Hashem Olekim is, like we said before, Elianovi, as we'll see in a minute. Bechinas Pishnaim Anal, ki ikar hatshuva hu alidei bechinas pishnaim kanal, because the main tshuva has to come from this double, this pishnaim. V'chein Eliyahu shahu yetzorech lahachzer es Yisrael b'tshuva levat l'avoid esor uleidiem kashem ulekim, and so to Elianovi, whose mission was to get the Jews to do tshuva. And he had to destroy, he had to eliminate their faith and their connection in the Avodah Zarah and the idols of the Baal. And to make the Jews realize that Hashem hu Elikim, al kein hoya ikra tikkun al yidei shimshich b'chinas pishnayim. The main tikkun was through Elianovi's ability to be able to draw this double light, this pishnayim. B'chinas Hashem hu Elikim, Hashem hu Elikim, shtei pomim. It says it twice over there. V'zeh, and this is what the pasuk says, ki yireh, ki oz las yod, ve'efes otzor v'ozuv, that when Hashem will see that things are terrible and that the Jews are in an almost hopeless situation, shenemar al yomeinu eile, that pasuk is written about our days, about the exile that we are going through today, al soif hagolus so'achroim hamar hazeh, regarding, as we get towards the end of this bitter final exile, Shehatzorois mischachos moed, Rachmon Olson, where there's new problems and new suffering every day. Ve'ein miyamoid badeinu, and there's nobody to stand up for us. Ve'ein lor al mi leishoim kimel avinu shbashamayim, ve'al koya schus hatzadikim shech neofor kanal. And we have no one to turn to, we have no one to rely on other than Hashem, and the merit of the great tzaddikim who have already passed away. V'zeh shesiyim sham, and this is why the pasuk concludes there. Re'u ato, look now and see. Ki ani, ani hu. I am the one. I am him. Rav Nosson Zal says, look again. Ani, ani daiko, shtei pomim. Hashem says the word ani twice. Ani b'chinas pishnaim. Now, referring to this pishnaim, this double portion, v'zeo gam kein b'chinas, there's another pasuk Rav Nosson Zal quotes, where Hashem says, onoichi, onoichi, hu moichef sho'echo. I, he will erase your sins. Lemani yesef, for my sake, I'm going to help the Jewish people. Shtei pomim onoichi v'kanal. The pasuk uses the word onoichi twice. Because as we said earlier, the power of tshuva, the power to forgive the sins of the Jewish people, comes from that pishnayim. It has to come from that double portion, that double light. This is also the concept that when we get to the end of our tshuva period, we know the 49 days of the Omer, the 7 weeks of the Omer, correspond to the 7 days of purification of a woman whose tameh goes through Shiva Nekiyim. Then we get to the climax on the 50th day on Shavuos, we bring double, shtei alechem, two breads, a korban with two breads. That's this light of pishnayim that closes the deal, that finalizes the whole tshuva process. V'zeh b'chinas mishna lechem shel Shabbos. This is also the concept of lechem mishna on Shabbos. Interesting, we come to this lechem mishna because it's brought that two times lechem is begematria Yosef. Yosef is the symbol of tzaddik. Yosef is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is begematria two times lechem, to show that he is the master of this pishnayim. He's the one we learned in the beginning of Likut Imran. He's the one who received the pishnayim from Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu said to him, Vani, hinei nosati lecho shchem achad alachecho, that besides getting a portion, like all your brothers got a portion, I'm giving you an additional portion, Shechem. And he's the one who got the Bechira when Yehuda forfeited through Pegam HaBris. Yosef HaTzadik got the Bechira, which is called Pishnaim, the power of Tefillah. Tefillah is called Pishnaim. Torah is called Pishnaim. V'zeh b'chinas lochein ba'artzom mishne yiroshu. And this is also what the pasuk says, the Jews in their land will inherit Mishnah, a double portion. V'zeh b'chinas ki chiflayim l'sushia. Another pasuk where it speaks about salvation, and it says kiflayim, again, double. Ki hatzadik zoiche tomid l'b'chinas bishnayim. Because the tzadik is always receiving this double portion. Ki af al pi shezeh hamikro v'hino pishnayim bruchach ha'olai nemar al ha'talmid. Because even though the pasuk on which the chapter in Likut Imran that this halacha is based on is speaking about the student, it's speaking about Elisha, the student, receiving double of from his rabbi, from Elianovi. So even though the pasuk is really referring to the student, as Rabbeinu Zal explains it over there in Likut Imran, Shaitei histalkus hatzadik be'ezeh b'china mekabel ha'talmid b'china es pishnayim kanal, that when the tzadik passes away, the student who is attached to him and who's there receives a double portion. Afal pikein bevadai gam hatzadek biatzmo zoichos lebchinas pishnayim bebchina govoya v'niskavamoid. Certainly and definitely, the tzadik himself receives the double portion. He gets that double portion at that time on an incredible high level, because the student is getting it from the tzaddik. Ki hu oile v'nistalik l'madrega govoya yoyser v'yoyser, because the tzaddik is rising up to a very, very high level. Shubchinas pishnai mamish negda madrega shubitchila, which is this concept of double where the tzaddik was originally. Rak shegam hatalmid mekabel eze ha'oras pishnayim baruchoy shel raboy. But it's just that the student also receives some aspect of this double light of the ruach of his Rebbe, shenikra pishnayim neged ruach raboy shebetchila, of this double light, which is called double compared to what the rabbi's light was before the histalkus, compared to the regular light of the rabbi. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, Aval Iker Pishnayim Zoiche Raboi Bishleimus B'chol Pam. But the real essence of this double, it's the rabbi that's Zoiche to it all the time, every time he goes up. Vaydeze Mamshech Tikunim Nifloim L'chal Mekurav Meilav. And that's what enables the tzaddik to be able to draw incredible tikunim for all those who are close to him. By the tzaddik being able to shine into them also this double light, shaydeze ikar tikunam, which is the main thing that can bring about their tikun. Ki efsher lesaknom alide hasogois namuchois ki alide horois vasogois atzumois shemichinas pishnayim kanal, because it's impossible to fix these Jews and these Jewish souls that are very, very messed up through regular levels of Torah and regular levels of understanding Hashem. But rather, it could, their tikkun can only be achieved through very high levels of light and understanding of Hashem, which are part of this umbrella term, pishnayim, this double portion.